From meager beginnings as an adolescent ambulance washer in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, to a decade-long legacy of bringing you breaking news before it makes the news, broadcasting live from the studios of Scared Monkeys Radio Network via C-band satellite W3-957, Access Communications Channel 7, and worldwide via digital streaming audio at ScaredMonkeysRadio.com, it's the Dana Pretzer Show. And now, your host, Dana Pretzer.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Think about tonight's show, and we've been talking about it on the forum here for the last two or three days. Obviously, there's some controversy brewing, and the show tonight should be a humdinger. I don't know what that means. What does that mean, blank humdinger?
I don't know. I think it's a euphemism for buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah. We're gonna and for all you lunatics out there that like to keep track of what we say and put it on the strange forums and the hate sites and stuff, start recording now.
What an intro.
Anyway, Blink is here from blinkoncrime.com, the sister site to Scared Monkeys, someone who we turn to when it comes to all things crime, the high-profile cases. Anyway, I'm flipping around the channels tonight before the show, getting ready for the show, and I go by TLC, and there they are. They're making cakes or chocolate or whatever they're doing, and I go by this channel and that channel and this. And headline news, Jane Velez Mitchell's on there. And there's something about Casey Anthony. Are we missing something tonight? Did I miss a big scoop, or are they just rehashing old stuff?
They're rehashing old stuff. There was a bit of discovery this week, but honestly, nothing noteworthy that we didn't know or altering to the case, I would say, in any way, you know, more kind of Joy Ray-esque. There were some interviews from some Texas EquiSearch. How do you like that for a segue?
Yeah.
For some Texas EquiSearch volunteers, which, you know, I can tell you at the end of the day, it's really just an opportunity. The defense is trying to, Jose Baez et al., is trying to, what I like to refer to as cronk, you know, people that through their good nature, good-heartedness, who went out and volunteered. They're trying to find the holes in those individuals so that they can, at the end of the day, create reasonable doubt with a jury.
Yep.
It's not rocket science.
You're right. It isn't rocket science. And you mean to tell me they didn't have Padilla on tonight with a new... He should be due for a new theory as far as what happened.
I have not seen Leonard in months.
Well, Leonard is on my, the guy who runs competition to me, if there's such a thing on these dopey shows. He goes on Levi Jeans, or whatever his last name is, show and talks conspiracy theories all the time. You know, and I don't want to harp on Levi or someone's jeans or Leonard.
No disrespect, I have never heard a show.
Leonard Padilla. No, I haven't either. But anyway, Leonard, who was guest on my show a couple of times, is an interesting guest, and I'll just leave it at that. Listen,
Dana, and I'm cordial to the gentleman. I've met him.
Yep.
I've spoken with him, and one thing I'll say, as a kindness, I reached out to him in the Sandrew Cantu case last year,
mm-hmm.
and because he was so logistically close. And we were having difficulty drumming up a reward in the early days. And in fairness, I made one phone call to him,
yep.
and he was out there.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice guy. Nice guy, very generous, but also loves attention. And,
yeah.
And hey, you know, can you fault someone for that? I don't know. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, Blink from Blink on Crime is here. We're talking high-profile cases. We're going to get to all you haters out there. We're going to get to the juicy stuff here in just a few minutes, so don't get excited. Kyron Horman, another case that I wish was solved 3 days ago, 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, that the little boy was at home. We haven't heard much lately. The bloggers, especially on your site and ours, are doing a great job following the case. The media's dropped off it, but can you give us an update? What's going on?
I can tell you that, unfortunately, this is a long-haul case.
Yeah.
And what I mean about that is there is no less, I mean, there's double-digit law enforcement agencies involved in this case. A couple things. Sadly, there is no doubt in my mind that there is a federal investigation, a federal parallel investigation, both drug-related and or child porn ring-related.
Mm.
I am literally seeing arrests by the minute in different areas. One of the individuals was former businessman Pavlok,
yep.
I believe is a Virginia native, was just sentenced to 9 years the other day. And as we know, Dana, when following these cases, frequently they don't really pull in the dragnet until if they've got cooperation. And I'm not suggesting that they do, but I can tell you that they at least have vocally said they have over 85 suspects. Just based on this man's arrest and conviction alone,
yep.
In 19 countries.
Mm.
So, and you know they downplay these things. So, who even knows? You know how you know lecherous this is going to get. I don't know. But my point is saying that it's, as you know, when these dragnets are in place and there's these larger cases, specifically federal involved, unfortunately. They are going to take precedence if they're done in a parallel way.
Yep.
You know, if there's reason to believe that this young gentleman is not, you know, they don't know where he is. There's no lead that's going to say where Kyron is located. I, sadly, you know, my opinion is well known. I don't believe that this little guy is with us anymore.
No.
There is no evidence to indicate that he's not. So, in fairness, I will say that. But it's almost like this thing got, you know, legs and, you know, a beard and walked away before it even got started.
Mm-hmm.
This little guy just really got caught up in a mess.
Yeah.
Through no fault of his own.
It sickens you, but then again, it's something that goes on every day. We don't hear enough about it, and the story will continue. And we'll cover it, and I'm sure you'll cover it, and hopefully someday there will be answers. But one story from the days that I first came over to Scared Monkeys, and long before that, where Red and Tom were involved is Natalie Holloway. Red,
yeah.
Who we'll hear from later on, I'm sure. I think he's chomping at the bit, and I don't even know what that means either. I'm a city boy, but he's the guy that was there. He dug in the garbage dump. He did all this stuff, and he did the cable news shows and this show and all the stories and all the press and friends. And worked with Texas Equisearch, which, and I want to make this very clear tonight, and I'll keep saying it, is a Class A organization, an organization that does great work, that helps victims, helps recover people, you name it. The people that are involved in that organization, salt of the earth, you couldn't find better people. However, Here comes the crazy stuff, Blink, and you've heard it. You've heard the audio, and I heard it, and I got to admit, I had to listen to it two or three times, maybe four. The more I listened to it, the more I got ticked off, and I got it. I don't know. We're going to analyze the hell out of this tonight, but you've heard it. Tim Miller being interviewed by Steph Watts. Who's Steph Watts, people will say? First of all, Steph Watts is a guy, a Canadian, who's been on this program before, who's worked in the cable news business, started out with Nancy Grace, went over with Greta Van Susteren when she was doing crime shows, spent a little bit of time with Good Morning America, I believe, and is independent now, I believe he says. Has his own blog talk radio show like everyone else in the world does now, and I will never fault him for that. However, he's turned a bit sensationalist when he has been doing his shows lately, and the people email me all the time, did you hear this, did you hear that, and really, I don't care. We do our thing here, you do your thing there, and we work together, and we try to do the best we can. I don't really care what other people do, but when I heard this interview with Steph Watts and Tim Miller, and believe me, I do have a great deal of respect for Tim Miller. I don't for Steph Watts, and we'll get into that in a little bit. My heart sank. I heard what I believe to be a host who, I'm going to use another dopey old man term, who hoodwinked his guest into saying things that, well, obviously he said them, that were very hurtful, that were very degrading. That, in my opinion, and I'm not an attorney, and this is just my opinion, that I considered to be slanderous, that he alleged fraud. And basically, they spent 20 minutes or whatever it was. And again, you can hear the audio if you go to Scared Monkeys. And I'm not going to replay it tonight. I have no intention of doing that. But you're someone who's been in this business for a while, in this game for a while. You know the media. You know the stories. You know about Texas Equisearch. You know about Steph Watts. I want to get your thoughts, and we're going to cover this as much as we can tonight and even take calls from the listeners later and get their thoughts.
Sure. You know, my first reaction is listening to you, who has been a staunch advocate forever, and especially in the Holloway case, and you mentioned Red a little bit earlier, who, and you're exactly right, I want to give him his props. He's pioneered the coverage of that case,
yeah.
And he's been with Texas Equisearch. He is a fan of Tim Miller. He has, as you said, dug in a landfill in Aruba, you know, and I have nothing but significant respect for that. And when you come from that perspective on these cases, it does skew and change your view, and I'll tell you why. It's about advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we have a mother who has presumptively a murdered daughter, and how can anybody presume to know what that feels like unless they've been in that situation? And Tim has been in that situation.
Yes.
So for me, it broke my heart. I'm with you. And I'm a fan of Tim's. I know Tim well. I don't know that I've met Steph face to face, but I have spoken to him. I was introduced to him by Tim a couple of years ago, I believe. And I don't follow his program, so I wouldn't be able to say, you know, how I feel about whether or not it's sensationalist. I can tell you that what I heard, it was out of line. I mean, there's simply no other way to describe it, to allege what was said about, you know, Beth Holloway. I mean, were you there? He didn't even, for him to make an accusation when he said, and this is what made me cringe. By the way, what's the name of her organization for her daughter? How grossly impersonal was that statement?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the organization, and I refer to a presumed murder victim, her daughter, as her daughter, and Tim's response was, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're going to make an allegation, and they clearly did, I'm in agreement with you, you better have your facts. I mean, we're not talking about the Anthony's here, where if you asked me to, I could go, you know, two steps over in my office and pull out the reports on their charity, and I can tell you unequivocally that they've benefited. It's not the point of this conversation, but what I'm saying is, if you're going to make an allegation against the mother of a murdered child, you better be able to back that up. Not that you should be doing it, not that that's the forum in the first place.
No.
The few other things that I took offense to was the categorization that Beth's intention was to go over there with DeVries to, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, I think the word that they used was capitalize.
Yep.
I think that was used, capitalize, you know, on her daughter's demise.
Yep.
I mean, what more could this family, including Dave in this, and this woman be put through? I mean, this man, when I say man, this individual extorted money.
Yep.
From her under the guise that he would then tell her where to locate the remains of her daughter. We're 5 years into this case. So, what was he hoping to find? You know what I mean? I mean, what my point in saying that, Dana, is I understand and mostly deal with it on a daily basis, the desperation of a parent who cannot locate their loved one. So while I may not condone some of the tactics I've personally seen used, I mean, I've had conversations in cases where I've said, you can't do that.
Right.
You are absolutely interfering with the prosecution, potentially, in a case. And if the response is, I understand, but this is my child. What do you say?
When they use, and we'll analyze this more, Blink from Blink on Crime is here, and a little later on, T.J. Ward, you know, T.J. is a private investigator who worked for the Holloway family, will be here, and then Jossie Manser from Diario will be here, because I have some questions for him. But when they bring up things like obstructing the investigation, when they bring up things like, I want to see the books, or someone should see the books for the Beth Holloway, the foundation, someone should see the books, that's hinting at fraud when you say things like this. And when you bring that up, you got to think about, and I'm going to get bashed for this, and I'm not intending to discredit Greta Van Susteren here, but there was no one who covered this case more than Greta Van Susteren. And Steph Watts was her field producer, whatever you want to call him. And when they went to Thailand to interview Joran, and you got to remember that Greta Van Susteren made this huge faux pas. You know when you step in something and you look on the bottom of your shoe and you start to shake it off because you don't want it there? Well,
yeah.
Greta did that when she said one night that she tended to believe Joran van der Sloot. And the people got into that and jumped on that right away. Well, you can't tell me that the Fox News Corporation, Greta Van Susteren and Steph Watts, when they went to Thailand and interviewed that pathological liar, that homicidal maniac, that they weren't trying to get ratings, and ratings get advertisers, and advertisers make money. So Fox News, Greta Van Susteren, and Steph Watts were also exploiting the death of Natalie Holloway. So you can't tell me that didn't happen. But
that's outrageous. First of all, let me say this. Harkening back to Steph Watts, when I broke, you know, it goes back so far, Dana, it seems like we're going forever. The ABC payment of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and also the rumor that they had paid for Casey Anthony's defense, by the way, to the tune of over $200,000, it was disclosed in open court that they, you know, finally, when they were looking for state funds, that had happened. So we were correct. At the time, Steph Watts was working for ABC.
Yep.
So, and he has said, oh, I have no comment. Let me get this straight. You're going to make allegations about somebody, you know, siphoning money when you can't comment on whether or not an accused murderer, I mean, let's separate this out. We're talking about the difference between an accused murderer of a baby and the mother of an as-yet-unrecovered murdered woman in a foreign country who has been nothing but diligent in searching for her every step of the way. I've not seen, you know, and one more thing. Beth Holloway, and I hate to keep drawing these parallels to the Casey Anthony case, because this is an issue that needs to stand on its own without, you know, that clutter, if you will. But Beth, in terms of Tim being out of line, speaking about Beth Holloway flew to Orlando.
Yep.
Beth Holloway was at the first meeting with the Anthonys, with Tim.
Yep.
Does anybody have any idea how difficult, I personally have spoken with her, so I know how difficult it was to be in that home at that time and what went on. And for, you know, the mother of a murdered daughter to do that, and, you know, she didn't make an announcement, nobody knew. It wasn't advertised that she was going down there. She went down there as support. This is really who she is. You know, I don't claim to understand what's in her mind for doing, you know, going over there with DeVries and attempting to get in there, with the exception that having worked with parents and having worked with loved ones who are desperate to recover their child or their loved one, I can't think of a lot of things. If I said to them, Dana, hey, would you be willing to do this? If I could assure you, you would locate the remains of your child and you could bring them home and give them a proper burial and memorialize them in the way that you need to.
Exactly.
So as a mourning parent, what would you be willing to do?
Exactly.
I don't know that there'd be anything on that list they wouldn't do.
Exactly. Exactly, and you nailed that. And Blink from Blink on Crime is here for the next 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to finish up here in a minute. That I knew tonight the time would go by so fast, and we're analyzing the interview between Steph Watts and Tim Miller, and we're going to continue doing that tonight. The other night when there were some allegations made by Watts, Tim Miller did step back a little bit, but again, that's that, you know, when you step in something and you realize you've done it, and maybe it's time that you better keep your mouth shut. Is it jealousy? Is it, in Watts's term, exploitation, that Beth was exploiting the death of her daughter? Yet at the end, and this is the part that really, can you say pissed off on the radio? I think I just did. This is the part that really pissed me off, is when after they both slammed her for 20 minutes, then he said that he basically said that he feels for Beth and he feels for Dave and all victims of crime. Well, you don't slam somebody for 20 minutes and then say you feel for them. I think it was nothing more than mainstream media guy who's trying to get back into the business, who was bloviating, like O'Reilly likes to say, didn't know what he was talking about, talking out of his at. And Tim Miller, why he said what he said, is he frustrated? Was he upset that Beth went to Peru with DeVries, and maybe Steph Watts made some promises that they were going to go to Peru? I don't know. The bottom line is Natalie Holloway still missing? And Joran van der Sloot has not been charged for the death of her. We all know who did it. Steph Watts is a pinhead. Tim Miller, I wish, would go back and apologize for what he said. And Blink, I'm going to give you the last word.
Thank you, Dana. I'm going to echo your sentiment in a way. I think when you said that Steph kind of had the shock jock or hoodwinking effect on Tim, I agree with you.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about Tim, I know him very well. I'm so proud of him, and I respect him so much. This is such an aberration for him, and I sincerely hope that he thinks about it and offers Beth an apology, because she deserves it and it's proper. And he's also the kind of guy that he is very emotional. He wears his heart on his sleeves.
Yep.
This could, for him, and I'm not making excuses for him, he was out of line. I'll say that on the record. What, he's the kind of guy that's going to be thinking out loud and forget that he's on a radio show.
Yep.
He just does not roll like that.
Yeah.
He will have the same conversation with you without, and I've been with him. I've been with him where the phone rings 56 times. And he may not even necessarily, this isn't a slam, but he may not remember who he's talking to, because I've heard him repeat the same information. And again, I'm not being glib. I think Beth deserves an apology from both of these gentlemen.
Yep.
But I do like you. I mean, listen, you can't turn your opinion where the wind blows. You got to stand for something. If you want to be in this business, whether that's, you know, at the level that he's not happy with or at a different level, you have to make a stand. Your integrity is everything. And when you go after Beth Holloway, I mean, how low is that?
Yeah.
And I want to say I'm giving Tim the benefit of the doubt, to the extent that I hope that it gets through, because she does deserve an apology. I don't think he really feels this way. And if it's based on something else, I'd be glad to hear it, or my opinion is going to change.
Well, I hope he got caught up in the moment with a crappy interviewer who bullied him into saying some things that, you know, we all say things that sometimes we think we mean, but we don't, and we regret them after. Anyway, Blink from BlinkOnCrime.com, thank you. I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Dana. Good show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Blink from Blink on Crime. We're going to take a break, and believe me, I do support Texas Equisearch unequivocally. Is that how you say that? Steph Watts, on the other hand, he needs his butt kicked for that kind of interview. Garbage, lower than garbage, gutter swill is what that was. And no one deserves to even have a show, let alone go on and take someone and belittle them that way. Am I doing the same to Steph Watts tonight? Damn right I am. Do I normally do that? No, I don't. Dana Pretzer, we'll be right back.
Stick around for more Scared Monkeys Radio with Dana Pretzer.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you... Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll probably, I don't know, let me lie down for a bit. But I'm sure it'll go away.
But the flames are getting bigger. Shouldn't I... Your hair, there's so much fire.
No, I'll be fine. What can I help you with? Oh, dear. Well, at least we know the sprinkler system works.
You wouldn't ignore this. So why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It's Saturday. You and your wife take the boys to the mall, straight to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos.
Okay, we're back. We're changing the format just a little bit tonight. This is the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio. You all know TJ Ward is a private investigator, someone who worked on the Holloway case for quite some time, a friend of the Holloway family, and always welcome here on the program. TJ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, you and I have been corresponding back and forth here the last couple of days. I was going to bring you on tonight to talk about Beth Holloway going to Peru anyway, and then something happened. You had a chance to hear it. Why don't we just get it over with right now? I would like to get your thoughts on the interview between Tim Miller and the individual Steph Watts.
First of all, you know, I was hired by the Holloway family, and I have all due respect for Dave Holloway and also Beth Holloway, Quitty. And we have to take something in consideration and understand that Beth is a mother of a child that's gone missing, and we know that there's nothing worse than losing your child. And some of the things were raised the other night about her going to Castro prison, I don't totally agree with, because I don't even think that her legal counsel was aware that she was going down to Peru with the media from Holland and with a covert camera. I just think that's totally out of line, especially when she's a victim, per se, with her daughter and Yaron Vandersloot being the number one suspect in Aruba in an ongoing investigation, which could be construed obstruction of justice. And she wasn't invited to come talk to him. She went in there and in a covert manner. So I don't think to show she's in trouble for it, but I just don't think it sheds a good light on what's going on and trying to establish the motivations and trying to find, you know, get Aruba motivated again to open this investigation. But nevertheless, it's happened, and hope that we learn by it, because, you know, obviously he wasn't going to talk to anybody, no matter who came into prison, without him. He's represented by a lawyer now,
right,
which brings another issue. His lawyer could end up bringing sanctions or bringing a lawsuit against her for trying to talk to his client and bother his client, and going into a facility like that just raises another issue. But nevertheless, and I know the other issues that came up on another show that I had monitored the other night was the theories and bringing up the thoughts about Beth having all these organizations and monies being raised for foundations for her daughter. It's not an uncommon practice, and I think, you know, Beth is out there. This is probably, as we know, I did the investigation for the family, one of the biggest investigations in the world and in the country. You know, she's getting a great deal of exposure and probably getting a great deal of donations. And, you know, I don't feel that it's improper. I just, you know, it's got to be monitored, and it's got to be handled properly. It is, I guess, a 501(c), which is per se with the IRS, which is a nonprofit organization. And she has a right to be paid by what she's doing. And again, I don't think people need to misconstrue the situation and what goes on with her having these type of organizations. But, you know, Beth means very well, but what she's doing and what she's trying to accomplish. And again, we have to take in consideration this is a mother who's lost her daughter.
Yep.
It's been 5 years now, and she's got no justice, because we know there was corruption in Aruba. So we need to take all that into consideration. And she's desperate to try to get answers. And she's trying to keep the investigation alive. She's trying to keep the public aware of somebody may come up and share information about this maybe new to give to the Aruban Authority if they take interest in looking at the new information. But we need to take that into consideration. And I know that there's been, control and people trying to cause problems with her having these nonprofit organizations. But I'm not gonna say anything negative about Beth. I know her, very well. I spent a lot of time with her. I have all due respect for her and Dave Holloway and the course of this investigation.
Well, I think the part that, and if you're just tuning in, T.J. Ward is here, private investigator T.J. Ward. I think the part that's, again, nonprofit organizations and making money, and some will say that when Dave Holloway wrote the book, I think on your website, you're there, a picture holding the book, that's a way to make money from your daughter. But no, that's not what this is about. There's only one person that's exploited the death of Natalie Holloway, and that's Joran van der Sloot. And to date, he has not been charged. The Aruban officials have not conducted a proper investigation, in my opinion. But some things that were said on this interview the other day, and I understand your professionalism and how you're not wanting to get into it too much, and you and I have discussed this, but when you take a mother who has lost her child, or a father, this could easily have been a discussion about Dave, or it could have been a discussion about anyone, and say that they are exploiting the death of their child, I just think that's low class. Am I wrong?
Well, I there's different views for, different strokes for different folks. And you, when you have nonprofit organizations in this type of situation, you have to be very careful in how you raise money. And in all fairness, I have been on the outs and in different pages with Beth. But again, I always take that step back. And I know there's a corruption in Aruba because I was there. I experienced the corruption. When I exposed certain individuals in Aruba, I came out and said they had a warrant for my arrest, which was totally false. But the message is out there. It's still on, you can go Google me and it's still there. Warrants issued for DJ Ward in Aruba, which never transpired, and I got a letter of apology from the government. But the mere fact that some things get misconstrued, and I don't think that, I don't think best motive is to try to exploit her daughter. I mean, I think in all reality, and speaking of Dave and Beth, Dave and Beth are two different people. I mean, Dave handles his emotions and his anxiety a lot different. And I understand he had some, either an emergency situation earlier this week, a heart attack or something. I hope it wasn't that. But it may be from stress and so on and so forth. It's transpired. I mean, it's very stressful. And I can't imagine. I've never lost my child, but a lot of people can't share. But there are people that do, and I know Tim Miller has lost his lost his child some time ago, and he raised issues about what transpired. But maybe there are things that are improper and not right, and people have rights to comment on it. And maybe she'll take heed that the public views about what's transpired with her organizations is not proper. But nevertheless, it's what I guess makes the world go round. But again, I think the general public, even though that they may be angry and about that there's evidence that may be that she's exploiting her daughter and making a profit off of it, as we may say, mm-hmm. I think we need to step back and say this is a desperate, woman is trying to keep her losses alive and hopes that someday that nature's going to change its course and go around in a circle, and we're going to find out the stories and hopefully she'll be able to take her daughter home.
Well, I do understand what you're saying, but I do disagree with you when you say the general public, because we heard two individuals talking on a internet radio show the other night who in my opinion, sounded somewhat spiteful. As far as the covert camera in the prison, we've heard some media reports say that, and we have heard some media reports say that it was all planned and they were going in to do something. That wasn't the point, I don't think. And we can all debate who has the best motives here, but I think the big story that everyone is missing, including Tim Miller, including Steph Watson, including some of the media, is that there's still a unsolved case in Aruba, and someone who is sitting in jail in Peru, who is alleged to have killed someone else, who has probably killed another young girl from Alabama, and the answers still haven't been gotten. TJ Ward, I'm going to give you the last word.
Okay. Well, I can understand the concerns of that, and if it was planned, we do know probably the motivation was to get another story. As Peter DeBries has got one motivation on his mind, he carries a camera, he's a reporter, and that's his job. And he was there with Beth, and I'm sure that this was probably a planned motivation to go in there and get another story or get another documentary.
Well, sure it was, yeah.
The guy that is responsible for the death of Natalie Holloway. And we all know that. But, my take on looking at what transpired is that it was improper. And she could have caused herself damage to her own case. She could cause the damage to not only her case in Aruba, but the case in Peru, which hasn't even been adjudicated anywhere near where it needs to be yet. And I am sure Yaron Vanderslute is not going to slide on this case in Peru. They're going to get him one way or another.
Well, yeah.
And the evidence is clear. And, I mean, there's evidence out there now on YouTube that I helped plan the cameras and along with Beth for the most perfect, beautiful shots of Yaron Vanderslute going in and out of the room where Stephanie Torres was found dead. And it's sometimes comical to see some of the way people think and their theories of what happened in Aruba. I will tell you, when I was in Aruba, Beth again used a covert camera, and I warned them, and I said it was illegal to record or to record somebody in Aruba without their permission, and they got caught there in an internet cafe trying to record Deepak.
Yeah.
And if you'll recall, right now there's an outstanding case, civil case, by Deepak against Dr. Phil and also Jamie Skeeter, who's now deceased, and I believe Jamie Skeeter's been relieved out of the lawsuit. But the lawsuit against Dr. Phil is still ongoing. Again, they went down there and did things that were improper and got caught, and now they're going to pay. And the mere fact that there's an outstanding case here in the United States against Yaron Vanderslute, the mere fact that Beth going down there and even trying to interfere with him may jeopardize the position of the United States.
Well,
we need to be very careful and let the judicial system take course. And I know that there's been a lot of problems with Aruba, with the cover up and the corruption and taking the case in another direction, and she's got every right to be angry, along with the free world should be angry also. And I went down there and I caused problems, and they were trying to get rid of me, and they were trying to get rid of me because I was exposing people and exposing things that happened down there that were not proper. And Aruba did cover up this case, and it's not right. But you know what? Yaron Vanderslute got caught again.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was proper of her going down there and getting involved with setting Yaron Vanderslute up and the matter of the extortion and the monies. That remains to be seen. But in light of that happening, another girl has lost her life now because she probably wouldn't have the money to go to Peru. And unfortunately, that a nice young lady has lost her life, and another family is in desperation now of losing a family member and some money they can't bring back. But rest assured, justice, I think, will be served in Peru, and it still remains to be seen if he'll ever come to light and tell the real story, the truth for once in his life, and bring closure to the Holloway family.
Well, I think the only time that he has told the truth is when he said his name in this case, and we don't know what really happened. TJ, I appreciate you coming on. I wanted to get a different perspective as far as what's going on. A lot of what you said tonight I don't agree with, but that's why we do the show, so we can get all sides. Thanks, TJ.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. T.J. Ward, private investigator, who, in my opinion, is totally out to lunch. But I wanted to bring on someone, and I knew that this would happen tonight, that has a different perspective of what happened. Beth Holloway didn't obstruct an investigation. She didn't interfere with an investigation. They were going down to do a show. Peter DeVries is an investigative reporter. Was the camera covert? Was it hidden? Was it allowed? We don't know the whole story. We've seen some. Hell, Nancy Grace had her arrested, and she wasn't arrested. We've heard all sorts of different things, but I wanted to get out. I was just reading some comments on the forum. It says he needs to be put out to pasture. And yeah, he's wrong. And, but everyone has the right to their opinion. And I think that we need to do this, to talk about this. And, you know, it's funny. We need to get all sides, because there isn't just the side of scared monkeys. Okay. There isn't just a side of me. There is the other side out there, and I wanted to show you guys the other side. And I think in the last 10, 12, 14 minutes, you heard it. Now, I'm going to bring on Jossie Manser. Every time I bring on Jossie Manser, and I've had probably four or five pieces of correspondence today saying that there's a picture of him hugging Anita Vandersloot, so he must be in cahoots with them. Yes, that's all the other sides you're going to hear. But, hey, I was going to bring on Steph Watts tonight, but I don't do those kind of shows. But I wanted to give you an idea as far as what else is out there, that there are the TJ Wards that are out there right now that have their opinion. And unless you get the whole story, all sides of the story, you're going to have that sort of thing that's going on. And even TJ talked about the stuff that's on the internet saying that he helped put the cameras for Fiona Vandersloot. Did Stephanie Flores get killed because of Beth Holloway giving Fiona Vandersloot money to go and gamble? No. Beth Holloway, first of all, didn't, that didn't happen. The only reason Stephanie Flores got killed, allegedly, is because Joran Vandersloot did it. That's it. That's the only thing. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Jossie Manser, and then we're going to take your calls on a controversial Dana Pretzer show here on Scared Monkeys Radio. We'll be right back.
The Dana Pretzer show on Scared Monkeys Radio will be right back.
Hello, this is George Foreman. Nothing is as rewarding as making a difference in someone's life. Someone like Nathan, a four-year-old battling a rare blood disorder. The generosity of a blood donor like you can help save a life, and it only takes about an hour. The American Red Cross encourages you to give the gift of life through blood donation. You can make a difference. Donate blood and encourage your friends, family, and neighbors to give. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. That's 1-800-448-3543. And schedule your appointment today. Join me in making a real difference in the lives of kids like Nathan. And visit givelife.org. That's 1-800-448-3543. 483543 and givelife.org and learn more about donating blood.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the veterans hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to. But somehow you forgot. You were too busy, and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all. That no one visited those vets. And that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
At the football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He attempts to high-five everyone on the way to his section, spilling his $10 beer everywhere. Back in his seat, he screams, "Defense!" His friends remind him it's halftime. He takes off his shirt and starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. Jim screams, "How's that?"
Okay, we're back. This is the Dana Pretzer Show here on Scared Monkeys Radio. It's always a pleasure to have my next guest on the show, Jossie Manser from Diario in Aruba. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Dana.
Nice to have you back on the program. I haven't talked to you for a while. Listen, you've heard the media, Beth Holloway going to Peru with Peter DeVries. I believe that Peter DeVries has done a better investigation than the Aruban authorities ever did when it came to the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. I want to get your comments, first of all, and I'm not sure if you heard the audio or not, Jossie, but there was an interview done the other day by a former cable news producer and Tim Miller from Texas Equisearch, and this cable news producer made some comments, and there's a couple of things I think you can comment on. One of the things was he commented that the Aruban authorities, the Aruban government, the DA's office, prosecutor, whatever you want to call them, were very upset when Beth Holloway and Peter DeVries went to Peru, and that they summoned Peter DeVries and Beth Holloway back to Aruba to basically tear a strip off them for doing this. Is there any truth to that?
That's completely false. There's no truth in that. They didn't ask them to come back here. I mean, they were surprised over in Peru with a camera, a hidden camera. A few questions were asked from Beth, and then they decided to come with a Copa Airlines via Panama to Aruba. And they came here to do some filming. They came with a crew. They had cameras with them. They were taking pictures of the fisherman's hut and other important places in the investigation of the Natalie Holloway case. But nobody ordered them to come here. They can't order them to come to Aruba.
Another thing that came up, Jossie, and you've been part of this investigation or on top of this investigation for many years now, is that Beth Holloway has been exploiting the death of her daughter for financial gain. You know the family. You know this tragic situation. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think that's correct at all. I think she's a mother that lost her daughter. I think she did the best she could to try to find out what happened to her, where she's at. She wants some kind of closure to this case, and that's why she's been fighting so hard, not to make any kind of a profit with this. I think it's absurd to think in that direction.
I couldn't agree more. Jossie Manser from Diario's here. Jossie, when you hear about DeVries, and maybe you know something about this new documentary or new special that he's doing, what have you heard? What can you tell us about Peter DeVries and what he's working on now?
You know, nobody knows precisely what he's working on. We know he's working on a new program in relation to the disappearance of Natalie. That's why he came to Aruba with Beth. That's why they went to Peru with the hope of finding something out from this character. But what he's doing precisely, we don't know, because he hasn't let anything out yet. But we know he's doing some kind of a program again on Natalie. They've done a lot of research. I know that there's a book coming out in Holland on the 19th of October that claims to have some new insights into the investigation from the interrogations that took place from the beginning. Now, we have to wait until that book hits the market to see what it's all about. And we have to give DeVries a chance. And I think DeVries did a tremendous job in the investigation of Natalie's disappearance. Through him, we got an inkling of what really happened to the girl, at least partially, when he was filmed in the car.
Right.
It was the best piece of investigation that I've seen in this case so far.
I couldn't agree more. Jossie Manser is here. Who's writing the book, Jossie?
We don't know. We don't know who the authors are. We know that it came out. I mean, the news came out the other day. We got it from Holland. I don't know what the intention behind the book is. Mm-hmm. I know that they've been propagating it as something with a new angle or some new information that was extracted from the interrogations, the beginning interrogations of the alleged people involved in this, Joran and the two Kalpo brothers.
Speaking of the Kalpo brothers, what have they been up to? Are they even in Aruba anymore?
They're in Aruba, but they're very quiet. I mean, they follow the instructions of their lawyers. They're not vocal. They're not in the publicity area anymore. So we don't know much about them.
I happen to see a picture of Joran on a, I'm not sure if that was a flag or what it was, the face of Aruba that was part of Diario last week or the other day. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a picture that somebody from the U.S. sent,
And
begging this guy to come clean now that he's so mixed up in the murder of this girl in Peru that it's useless for him to keep quiet any longer. And there was an appeal made on him to come clean with what happened to Natalie and tell us where she is or what he did with her.
When we look at this case, and it's, 5 years now, and you and I have talked about this many times on the program, we've talked about the investigation, you've been criticized, I've been criticized, you know, lots of people have been, but really when the bottom line hits, there is no more of a manipulative person, someone who has exploited Natalie Holloway, than Joran van der Sloot with the media. Is the media still going to listen to Joran van der Sloot because he wants to make money? He's going to tell one day what he did with Natalie, and then the next day he's going to say he made it up because he's all about making money?
That's all it is. I agree with you completely, because the only thing that he wants is money. He will say one thing today and deny it tomorrow. He's built this whole network of lies around him so that whatever he says, no one will believe anymore. But I personally, I don't think he will ever come clean with that. He will never tell us what happened to Natalie.
When you you've seen the movies and the books and the press reports and then you look at Aruba today, you've heard of boycotts, you've heard of all sorts of things at the government, and it has changed. What's happening today with the Natalie Holloway investigation? Some are saying that when Beth Holloway went to Peru, she pretty much obstructed or ruined anything that might be done now with the investigation. I personally think that's a bunch of BS. I want to get your comment on that.
Of course it's BS. It's not true. It doesn't hamper the investigation at all. The investigation in Aruba was never closed. It was never officially closed. It's always open, but not much is being done with it. We don't see any deep-going investigations or questioning or movements with the case. We know it's open, we know it hasn't been closed, but we don't see much going on with it either.
Jossie, thank you for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Jossie Mansour from Diario. And I wanted to get some comments from him. I sent him the audio link, but Jossie doesn't check his email too much, and I was hoping he would have had a chance to hear it, but as far as the Arubans ordering Beth Holloway and Peter DeVries back to Aruba, it's just a bunch of bunk. And again, you know, hey, I could have thrown out an open invitation to quite a few people tonight to come on this program, because there are two sides. But my point of all of this is when I heard this interview the other day, and I'm torn between... Listen, I'm not letting Tim Miller off the hook here, because I think he said some terrible, hurtful things. But I'm also going to say that Tim Miller is, when it comes to helping victims and searching and being a father of his daughter being murdered, being a victim himself, you couldn't find a classier, more caring person. I think Tim Miller got caught up in the moment. I think the person who was interviewing him just took it too far. Tried to Nancy Grace style the interview, tried to push it, trying to say, I want to see the books. And then I bring on a guy like TJ Ward, who, in my opinion, is full of it. Yes, he may be an investigator and has some interesting comments to say, but you could see that his side was totally slanted. Beth Holloway has done nothing wrong here except try and find answers as to why her daughter is still missing and presumed dead and who killed her, and we know that it was probably Joran Vandersloot and the Kelpo brothers. Dave Holloway, who I hope is feeling much better, is told me personally on this program that he would do anything he could do to try and find his daughter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phones, and they're ringing right now, and get some comments from you about just about anything. And we'll take the first caller, and my dopey call display doesn't tell me who's calling, so welcome, caller. Oh, well, that didn't work. So I'm going to take calls now from those in the forum, from anyone who's listening, and let you comment on, first of all, if you heard the Steph Watts, Tim Miller interview the other night, and I want to get your thoughts on what you think of that interview and other things. And is this going to, you know, I used to take calls all the time, and is this going to be one of these nights where we get calls and people are hanging up just as quick as they phone? So phone now, 306-842-7884. If I could figure out how to, you know, I'm going to turn that down. Maybe that'll help a little bit. If I could figure out how to turn down the ringer, you know, in the old days when I take calls, I'd have all sorts of crazy people call. So the crazies are welcome to call tonight. The concerns are welcome to call tonight. We'll call it a CC, the crazies and the concerns. And give me your thoughts on the whole show tonight. I know TJ Ward isn't that popular. And when it comes to this, I'm going to say this much. Steph Watts, you know, you need to go back to doing whatever you were doing before you got into media, because that interview was brutal, brother. And it's just, that was it. You badmouthed someone who you had no right badmouthing, and made some serious allegations, I think, that were just plain and simple wrong. TJ Ward, you need to go back to the books and learn some facts here, my friend. Investigation 101 isn't coming on and just speculating. Again, call 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah. Dana, it is Red. How are you?
I am fine. The question is how are you? Haven't been feeling well.
Yeah, I've been kind of under the weather, playing it a little low lately, but when this one happened, I think it spiked my blood pressure.
I'll bet it did. Tell me what your thoughts are.
What was that, Dana?
Tell me what your thoughts are on everything and anything. I know I purposely brought on TJ Ward tonight because I knew it would stir up the masses, because as far as I'm concerned, he hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. But I wanted to bring him on to give the other side, so to speak. And believe me, there was many other sides out there that would come on and do this. But the bottom line is that the interview the other night between Watts and Tim Miller was low ball, low class, about as degrading and crappy as you can get it. Shame on Tim Miller. And I've got words, but I can't use them on the air for Steph Watts. And I'll turn it over to you now.
I mean, Dana, I think when I first heard the interview, I actually had to go back and listen to it again.
I did too.
I had to make sure it was actually Tim speaking.
Yep.
What I had said the other night when I had first heard it was, all I could think of was the Godfather and Michael Corleone looking at his brother Fredo.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed I am. I hold anybody in the media to no standard, and especially someone who doesn't really make it in the media and then all of a sudden comes into our genre and thinks they can peddle this smut and bullshit as, oh, did I say that?
Yeah. I don't think you can say bullshit on the air, but that's okay.
I don't either, but after listening to the endless crap the other night about blaming and basically going after a mother of a missing and murdered daughter.
Yep.
Was beyond belief, especially when you consider what Tim is about, what Texas EquiSearch is about, it was really heartbreaking for me. It really was, because I've spent time with Tim. I've spent time with the people from TES. I've gone on searches with them. You mentioned it in your earlier segment about digging in a landfill. And for someone to come out and say that is, oof. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do that and search for missing persons of families, and then if something, I don't know if something just strikes you wrong, if you're having a bad day, if you get caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how many times I have been attacked or we have been the bulletproof vest for Tim Miller and Texas EquiSearch with the same nonsense and crap that he was spewing the other night about Beth Holloway?
Yeah.
The same crap that was coming out of their mouths, we have defended 100% with Tim and TES. But suddenly he thinks it's perfectly okay to come out with this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Dana.
Yeah.
This is, you know, fair and balanced is over. TJ Ward has had his moment. Now we're going the other direction.
Yeah.
I just find it absolutely amazing that anybody could say something like this. He knows Beth. Beth has gone out of her way for other families of missing persons. She's gone out of her way for TES. She's done fundraisers with them, but that's okay. I mean, everybody doesn't do the right thing. And what I've said from day one, and I've said it to Beth, I've said it to Dave, I've said it to other family members, I've said it to Tim, I will never criticize a family for what they do unless I find out they're obstructing justice or unless I find out that they're involved in the actual disappearance or murder of a child. I will never criticize them for what they do. I have no idea how they feel. I've never been there, and I don't want to be there.
Yep.
I know what it's like to try to rationalize, try to talk to, try to deal with, and for Tim to come out with this, like I said, it is truly disappointing. I mean, I love the guy. We've sat down and we've had heart to hearts and we've had moments and discussions, and I just can't believe, you know, he came out and decided to do this. And as for Steph Watts, I mean, he's decided to come into our genre of the internet. He might want to look up in Wikipedia as what an ass clown is, because that's the term that we use when it comes to this kind of thing.
I'm chuckling because of your passion, and it's a good chuckle, because I knew that this would. You know the old Flintstones episodes where Fred would get mad and his head would turn and you hear the train whistle and the steam would be coming out of his ears? I thought, this is red. This is good. This is going to happen tonight. I was heartsick when I heard that interview. I've defended Tim Miller a little bit tonight. I still think he needs to apologize. I think that he got caught up, and this is my opinion, agree with me or not, in a shotgun-style interview. And, you know, when you start, a couple of guys are sitting around and they start talking about their wives, again, no comparison, but there is an analogy here, and you start talking and you start mouthing off and you start saying things just to, is that what happened? Okay, I'm not going to understand it and I won't accept it. But Steph Watts, there's no way to explain the type of interview that he did. I'm amazed he actually worked for mainstream media as long as he did, or cable news media. Tim Miller, I'm still totally upset with him. Red, I want to get some other calls in, but I'll give you the last word here on your call.
Well, what I would say is this, Dana. And like I said, I don't expect anything any different out of Steph Watts, because he comes from the mainstream media environment. This is what he's used to. This is what he does. This is what he thinks it's about. as far as I'm concerned, I think Blink said it perfectly. How on earth do you come out and criticize somebody when you worked for the mainstream media who made money off of missing persons cases?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he was doing it for free, was he? He was getting a paycheck, wasn't he?
Sure.
And then when you have these scenarios where, who are they going to criticize next? You're going to criticize Mark Klass?
Yeah.
You're going to criticize John Walsh? I mean, it's not like you don't have... There is a reason why you have to do certain things, and there's a reason why you do it. And to criticize a victim like this of a person who lost a loved one is beyond me. What I would say to Tim Miller is, and like I said, I love him like a brother. He needs to apologize to a lot of people. He needs to apologize to Beth because Beth got the video, or Beth got the audio.
Mm-hmm.
She knows certainly about it. He needs to apologize to everybody here who has supported him, given him money, and defended him for 5+ years now. But what more importantly, what I would say to Tim, TES, and the whole gang, is you guys need to remember what you do. You need to remember that you're the search element. You're not the pundit. You're not CSI. You're not to do certain things like this. They have to basically go back to their roots and figure out what they were about. He's got to start surrounding himself with decent people like he used to do. It was a different game when we went to Aruba. Different people we hung around and different people that were a part of the organization. He needs to figure out who are his friends and who really loves him. And that's all that I have to say. He does need to apologize to Beth because it was the most uncalled for nonsense I have ever seen.
I agree.
Because he didn't. I mean, I'll let you go on it. Hopefully, other people will chime in on it, and I appreciate it. But I mean, like I said, I mean, it hurts.
I understand.
It hurts deep because it's like family saying it.
Yep, I understand. Thanks, Red.
Thank you. Take care, Dana.
Take care of yourself, buddy. Bye bye. And when T.J. Ward says that the sneaking into the prison with a covert camera, you can't tell me that this so-called super prison or the toughest prison on earth, Castro, is going to let Beth Holloway and a TV news guy come waltzing into the prison unannounced. That was planned. That was arranged. Hidden cameras, that's media, and is that going to hurt the case or isn't it going to hurt the case? That's up for the people to decide. We don't know the whole story. 306-842-7884. I'm just looking at a picture on the forum here. Oh, that's funny. 306-842-7884. You can call in live. We'll stay on the air as long as you're willing to call in and talk about this. Did you actually hear the interview between Steph Watts and Tim Miller? The last 20 minutes or so, it's been posted all over the place. You can go to Steph Watts' webpage and listen to it. He does a blog talk radio show. And he had Tim Miller on the other night, and they were talking about this, and I happened to tune over and listen to it, and I was shocked to hear what I heard. You can't stop people from saying what they're going to say. And I'm inviting this to, and I had T.J. Ward on tonight. I'm inviting this open forum tonight to anyone, even if you totally disagree with what I'm saying and think that Tim Miller and Steph Watts were absolutely right when they said what they had to say the other night. Phone me and tell me. I won't keep you on the air too long. 306-842-7884. But I want to give you the opportunity to say what you have to say. And give me a second here. Hi, you're on the air.
Is this the Scared Monkeys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. My name is Deitch from the Reuben Dirty Police blog, and I wanted to make a comment about the story.
Do you have your radio on in the background? Because I am getting some feedback. Okay, good. Yeah, go ahead. Make your comment.
I think the Tim Miller story is sad, but it's a distraction. I mean, we've been through so many of these little incidents so many times over and over. And I think, we should just keep focused on what Beth's trying to do. And one person I think she should confront is Jan van der Straaten.
Yep.
Getting off on Tim Miller is okay, but it's again, been there before. And don't let it distract people.
You know what? And I agree with you. I agree with you because the focus here is Natalie and Joran Vandersloot. It was just disappointing to hear what was said the other night. And, you know, some people may listen to this program and get very disappointed in what I say, too.
This whole case has been about absorbing thousands of disappointments. So,
yep.
You know, I feel experienced, and I think we should just put it in perspective that way. It'll pass.
That's true. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. 306-842-7884. You can call in and voice your opinion. It is a distraction. It's just an unfortunate distraction to hear what was said. I will defend any victim of crime that is badmouthed in the media because victims should not be badmouthed. And you're not going to exploit your loved one to try and make money. Tim Miller said one thing in that interview that I agree with. That the media was making money by exploiting Natalie Holloway. You damn right they were. Okay? Because that story was carried over and over and over and over and over again. Again, the more ratings you get, the more advertisers you get, you make money. That's true. And he also said that there's many stories out there that weren't heard. Yeah, but there's also many stories that were heard because of the Natalie Holloway story getting out there. And that's what we try to do here on this show, is we try to get as many different stories about missing loved ones as we can. 306-842-7884. Don't be shy. Call in and let me know what you think. Many questions on the blog. I am having problems logging into the blog tonight. It seems to be just kind of bouncing back and forth for me. I get in for a while, and then I can't log in. I'm not sure what the problem is, but you can certainly call in again, 306-842-7884, and tell me what you think. Are we totally out for lunch? Are we making too much of this? I just think it was low-class, low-brow, kind of a gutter-snipe attack against Beth Holloway. If you're going to do a show like that, on the internet, and believe me, there's a lot worse things on the internet than some of those programs, and you may put mine into that category too. Make it productive. Don't go out and attack, because we could do that easily. Again, I brought on TJ Ward tonight to talk about it. I think he's full of it. Okay? I think he's absolutely full of it and doesn't know what he's talking about, but then again, many may think that of me. Okay, we'll stay on here. The phones are going quiet, so again, that opportunity is yours to call in, 306-842-7884. Many are commenting again on the forum here that and asking the question and saying, you know, that they think that Tim Miller was out of line, that talk about the persistence, you know, the underwater search and everyone that's involved. You know, having Jossie Mansour on, I get a whole bunch of email for people that don't like Jossie Mansour. I don't have that problem with him. They say that he's a character that probably shouldn't be talked about here. But again, the big story is that Natalie Holloway is still missing, and Joran Vandersloot hasn't been brought to justice for it. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back here on the Dana Pretzer Show. Again, if you feel like calling in, 306-842-7884. Okay, we're back. This is the Dana Pretzer Show. We're just winding down. Controversial show tonight? Yeah, you bet. I'm getting all kinds of weird emails and comments sent to me, though. That's okay. I will keep the phones open for another minute or two if you want to get one last quick comment in at area code 306-842-7884. And if you're listening on the podcast, please don't call. Callers only during the live segment of the show. What did you think? Did you have a chance to hear that audio between Tim Miller and Steph Watts? I'm not sure if you did or not, but I will take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Dana. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you so much for the contributions you've made these past years.
Thank you.
All of those missing.
I appreciate that.
I'm very nervous, but...
Oh, don't be nervous. Well, first of all, who's calling? Use your forum name if you want.
It's Gail calling from Toronto.
Oh, hi, Gail.
I've followed the case from its inception, and I'm so very deeply disappointed in Tim Miller. He was a person that I so respected. And I'm so disappointed that he's bashed Beth.
Yeah.
As he has. There's absolutely no excuse. And I don't see any reason for it. However, there must be some reason. There must be some reason, and I hope one day it is known.
And I use this analogy, and please don't get angry with me, but I think you know what I'm talking about when I say a bunch of guys are standing around and they start talking about their wives.
I don't accept that, Dana.
I don't either.
I heard you say that a few minutes ago. I don't accept that.
I don't either, but I'm trying, from the bottom of my heart, I'm trying to understand why he would say this. Have I read him wrong the whole time? I don't think so. Did he get?
I guess that's why we're so heartbroken.
Right.
That the person we held as a hero has let us down.
Did he get caught?
And I'm deeply saddened.
Yeah. No excuse for it.
Or Red. Red is just founded, and I know he is heartbroken. It is very disturbing.
Very upsetting.
But,
very disturbing.
More than that, Beth does not deserve this.
Nope.
She is a woman that we all hold in such high esteem. She has brought so many people to EquiSearch because of her beloved Natalie. She has brought so many of us to Tim, really, to assist in the good works he has done in the past. And it just simply blows my mind. And I don't care how many bloody apologies Tim makes to Beth Holloway, if he should do that in the future, I find it completely unacceptable. And I listened to that tape over and over.
Yeah, I did too.
And he continued on. He continued on many subjects.
Yeah.
He reminded her that she is the mother. Well, good God, doesn't Beth go to bed and wake up with that every morning of her life since May 30th, 2005?
Yep.
I understand he is a father of a murdered daughter, and I just think he should have been a better role model.
Yep.
And not be bashing Beth in this manner.
Very disappointing for sure. Listen, Gail, I appreciate you calling in. You did a great job.
Thank you, and God bless Beth Holloway, Dave Holloway, and hopefully one day Natalie will be brought home.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Gail from Toronto, 306-842-7884. Can you say it better than that? I don't think anyone can. Disappointing. Beyond words, absolutely. Some of us have got a little wound up about it, said some things that we're criticizing others for, but none of us here will make light of a victim of crime or the family member of a victim of crime, because it's just not right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Dana, this is Red again. I actually was just listening to your last caller and actually felt obligated to call back in and leave your listeners with a story that this is really all about. And I mean, your last caller was basically devastated about it being about Beth and having her slammed like she is and being a victim of crime. I just wanted to share this one thing, and that was one of the last times, not the last time, but one of the last times I was actually with Beth was during the Kaylee Anthony search in Orlando. She had gone down to lend moral support for the family before everything broke loose, and this is actually one of the first searches that Tim did down there for Kaylee, and Beth was down there. Beth was down there for support, talked to the families, and it was hard for her. We drove back from Orlando. Her flight got kind of messed up, and we drove back from Orlando to Birmingham. So it's not, I mean, even though we chat with each other, we see each other from time to time, it's not very often you get to spend that long with somebody and talk about a lot of things. Don't you know, when we finally got back to Birmingham, brought her to her house, was in her house, and we're talking, this was what, at least 3.5-4 years after Natalie had gone missing. There were so many things in that house that were a shrine to Natalie. And I caught Beth actually looking at one of the pictures of Natalie on the wall, and she started crying. And I mean, you can't, this is why we can't, A, you don't go where this whole conversation went.
Right.
And B, I know you hate to use the word closure, because in reality, there is no closure.
That's true.
I mean, she has never been able to mourn the loss of her daughter. She probably, I mean, God, you know, it's going to be a terrible thing when that day comes. And it just, that's what I think is so disappointing about this entire thing, because everybody knows that she was put into the focal eye of the world. I mean, this was one of the most covered cases ever. And people tend to forget that. People tend to forget the absolute hysteria that there was down in Aruba with every media outlet, and some we had never heard of before in our lives. And for someone to go through all this, never get any answers, try desperately on their own, because I know, I mean, you're a police officer, Dana. You're telling me that if you didn't get the right answers from law enforcement, you wouldn't maybe take matters into your own hands?
Exactly.
We all would.
Yep.
And we wouldn't think about it. We wouldn't think about the ramifications behind it.
Nope.
But to go on and actually do something like this and then criticize that, you know, Beth and Natalie Holloway, you know, sucked up all the oxygen in the room of not being able to cover other stories. Well,
that's garbage.
Isn't it rather disingenuous?
Yep.
That somebody be taking time during their show to talk about this dribble instead of talking about an actual missing persons case?
Yep. I agree.
I mean, you're only doing, and this is a select segment that you're doing, and it'll never probably happen again. You're covering cases that nobody's heard of. Yep. Blink's covering cases that nobody has heard of. That's kind of the whole purpose behind what we all do. You don't just want to cover the high profile cases. You hope that the high profile cases in turn shed light on some of the other ones, and it in turn gives you the resources to be able to cover the smaller cases and the people that nobody's heard of. But I mean, to just go out of your way, and I mean, kind of do in the internet world, we call it link baiting, basically, and that's all it is. Because the clown probably got more exposure with Scared Monkeys talking about it and writing about it, and your show, than he did with the initial show that he did.
I agree.
I mean, but like I said, I just wanted to call back and kind of share a little story to let people know, really, when it comes down to it, it's impossible for these parents to forget the fact that they've lost their daughter.
Exactly.
I mean, when it all comes down to it, you know, Deitch made a point. You know, is this a distraction? Yes, it's a distraction. The only good part about it is it brought the name of Natalie Holloway back into the focus.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, they will eventually do something with this case. But the fact of the matter is, Beth still hurts today like she did the day she basically assumed that her daughter was gone forever.
Yep.
And when it comes down to it, who on earth would criticize that?
Exactly.
That's the sad, heartbreaking thing of this entire thing. And like I said, I mean, you've done a great job tonight basically showing, you know, both sides of the story. And you can tell who kind of knows what's going on, who doesn't, and you let the, you know, as we say, let the listeners decide for themselves.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dana. Take care.
Well said. Bye-bye. That's Red from Scared Monkeys. Okay, last call for calls, 306-842-7884, 306-842-7884. Do you agree with what we've said? Do you disagree with what we've said? Do you agree with T.J. Ward and Steph Watts? I think Steph Watts was being an ass the other night on his show. Is he that way normally? I'm not sure if he is or not, but the type of conversation, the type of interview style he was doing at Tim Miller, and Tim Miller, you broke a lot of hearts when you said what you said. You never criticize the victim of a crime, someone who's, you know, and Tim Miller, I'm sure you've been criticized yourself. You're the victim of a crime. Your daughter was murdered, and Natalie Holloway was murdered, and there are other people that have loved ones that have been murdered, and it's just so sad. Distraction, whatever. You know, it's just one of these things that shouldn't have happened, and that's why we do the show, to come on and talk about it. Hi, you're the last caller of the night. Welcome.
Hi, Dana. This is Texas Mom.
Hi there. How are you?
And I'm nervous, too.
What?
I'm good.
Why are you nervous? Because you sound great.
I just want to thank you for everything you've done and for giving us the opportunity to call in.
You're welcome.
And like Gail, so disappointed in Tim Miller. I guess maybe I wrongly had him on a pedestal for all he's done for the missing, and I've contributed to him.
So have I. Yeah.
And I'm heartbroken. Beth didn't deserve that in no way, shape, or form. I'm a mother, and if I were in her shoes, I would never, ever give up.
No.
And if I thought there would have been a chance that I could have found something out, I would have been in that cell just like she was, or in wherever she met with Yorn. And that those that tried to blame her for Stephanie was totally wrong.
Oh, boy. When T.J. Ward said that tonight, you know, I thought about hanging up on him, but I thought, no, I'm going to let this guy keep talking because he's so full of it. That it's just absolutely wrong, but we all have to realize that there's that other side that's out there, and it's really unfortunate.
Yes, but I hope Tim will apologize. No.
I do, too.
I don't think that'll be enough. You just can't take it back. If they wanted to have the wives' conversation, they should not have had it on the air. Was totally wrong. It's there. Can't take it back.
Yeah.
I can just imagine how hurtful that is to Beth, and she didn't deserve that, and it was wrong. They lied, allegedly. Doesn't make it, saying allegedly with their accusation doesn't make it right.
Right.
It's out there, and it was totally wrong.
I agree.
That's what I want to say.
You see, you
do hope that Peter R. DeVries will look more into the persistence mission.
Yes.
I want to know more about that. I have some strong feelings about that, and I hope he's looking into it.
You know, I have this feeling that he is. I don't know, but it's just there needs to be so much more done, and it seems like Peter DeVries has been the only one that has been able to go out and get some of these answers. That it hasn't got Yoran in court or in jail for this yet, but at least he's trying. And any parent, Beth, Dave, you name it, and I've interviewed quite a few of them on this program, they're going to do what they can, how they can, to try and get answers. And it was just so, it was so terrible to hear that interview the other night. But listen, you did a great job. They're making comments on the forum right now how great you sound, and I really appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Dana.
You take care now.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Texas Mom, here. It says one of the comments on the forum is that you hardly have any Texas accent at all. Now, she sounds great. And, you know, it is tough to phone into these types of shows. I can sit here and babble away and either make sense or not make sense. It's because that's just, you know, the kind of person that I am. But some people, just because you can't call into a show and say what you think, doesn't mean that you don't have something important to say, and a lot of people do. Okay, I did say that was the last call, but I will change my mind and say this is the last call tonight. Hi, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dana. This is Anna in Alabama.
Wow, how are you? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
It has been. I just wanted to make one comment.
Sure.
The thing that upset me the most about all of this was Tim Miller saying that he wished Natalie's case would just go away.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah. Nice.
Without justice?
Yeah.
That just was the most shocking thing to me of everything you said. But I think that Beth can handle this. We're probably all much more upset by it than she's going to be.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And I'm so glad you said that, because that's exactly what's happened. I tried to get Beth on the show tonight, but she is so classy. She is just sitting back, and her concentration is finding her daughter. And I'm sure Dave Holloway's concentration is finding their daughter. And this is, you know, we are so upset and so and disappointed. And someone called in and said it was a distraction. It's hurtful. But really, the big story is Natalie, and we all can't forget that. Anna, listen, I know you haven't been feeling well. I wish you get better soon, and I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it. That's tonight's show. Love it or hate it, it will be available for podcast later on. Probably not till tomorrow. Poor Justin is going to be just sick when I send him this file. But I wanted to get the word out, and I wanted to get your opinion out, because that's what the show is all about. The questions that were asked in the forum, I missed some of them, most of them. You try to cover what you can. For those that were offended when I brought TJ Ward on, please don't be. I just wanted to bring on another opinion, because we try to be, and I'd hate to use that fair and balanced term, because that's what they like to do on Fox News, but we like to be fair and get all sides out here, whether you agree with it or not. The interview the other night was disappointing, was low class in my opinion, and it took away from the important part of this whole situation. And that is the situation of missing persons and finding them. And that's what Texas Equisearch does such a good job in doing. And they need to concentrate on not internet radio shows where you start bad-mouthing mothers of missing loved ones, because it's just not right. That's it. I'm Dana Pretzer. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you again real soon here on Scared Monkeys Radio.
You've been listening to the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio. We invite you to discuss tonight's program with other listeners by joining us at scaredmonkeysradio.com, where you'll find program archives, links to tonight's guest websites, and further information regarding tonight's topics. Scared Monkeys Radio is a production of scaredmonkeys.com. Thanks for listening.